Hey there, this is Tanya Wright from MasterTheMontessoriLife.com, the place for Montessori lovers ready to make themselves centered, organized Montessori guides, nurture happy, normalized children, and create smooth, successful Montessori days. Let's get you closer to your transformation today. Welcome. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Master the Montessori Life Show. I am so excited to be here, and I cannot believe that we have been at this for over a year now. It is incredible that we have been doing almost weekly trainings for about a year, and I could not be more excited about this. So I am so glad that you are here. Let's get into a couple of announcements before we move on to our training today. So really quickly, if you are a homeschooler and you want more support, more ideas, more activities, and other like-minded people like you, then go to Facebook and join the free community that's called the Natural Homeschool Community. So you go to Facebook, and in the search window, you type in the Natural Homeschool Community, and then you'll find it and request to join. If you want all things Montessori and you want support, whether you're homeschooling or at a school, doesn't matter, all things Montessori, then join the Montessori Way prep room if you haven't yet. All right, just go to Facebook and type those in, find the group with the exact name, and then request to join. All right, yay, it is so exciting. Now, don't forget that you can also find all of our live trainings, all of them, if you go to MasterTheMontessoriLife.com/live-trainings. If you go to that link, you're going to find all of the live trainings. We have all kinds of Montessori topics. Yes, they're all Montessori, Montessori only. And every single training will get you a step closer to your transformation, okay? Yes. If you want resources, then go to shop.masterthemontessorilife.com. So you just add shop dot in front of the link and you will go to all of our Montessori resources. Check often, because we are adding new products every week, new resources that will get you that much closer to your transformation. All right. And in a minute, I'm going to give you the link to joining our weekly email. Well, it's really easy, really. Let me see if I can show you. I'm going to share my screen. Let me see. Nope. Oh, let me see. Oh, there it is. Okay, I'm going to show you really fast. All right. So this is the main page. MasterTheMontessoriLife.com. This is what it looks like. So all you're going to do is come right here. Join us to learn about how to master the Montessori life. You put your first name and your email, subscribe, and you're good to go. If you want to go to the blog, you click here, and you're going to find all of the different topics that we have been doing. And then if you want to go to the shop, then you just click on this one on the homepage. Okay. And that one is the shop, and it will take you to all of the different products that we have, all the different Montessori beautiful things. Don't forget that we have our different categories right there. All right. So without further ado, we're going to start our training. So I'm going to get our slides ready. There we go. Today is must-do tips for success in Montessori training. This is a really important topic, so make sure that you have some paper and pencil. Take notes so you can learn. You're going to really appreciate this one. Must-do tips for success in Montessori training. Montessori teacher education is almost as varied as there are Dr. Maria Montessori books. Some of it is in person only, like a university course type. Some is distance learning, online only. And some is hybrid, part in person and part online. There are live events and recorded events for professional development. There are formal classes in training centers and informal ones. There are classes based on Montessori books, book clubs, and there are some that use the books as small references and make things more practical. As you can see, there are so many different ways to learn about the Montessori philosophy. Here, I am not referring to the official Montessori teacher certification, okay? I'm looking at focusing on Montessori training that gets you closer to your Montessori goals in ways other than formal Montessori certification. So in this training, we will be discussing ways to get Montessori support for guides. That's you. You're the Montessori guide that want to improve their Montessori journey. Do you want to improve your Montessori journey today? Yes. If you are here, then that shows me that you are interested in growing and improving. And I know that a lot of it is putting the children first, right? You want to be your best self for training children in the best way possible. So that is very encouraging to me to see. Feel free to comment, interact with me in any way that you want to, okay? Just leave any questions or comments, or just say hi where you are from. I love to see that there are several of you watching, but I also want you to interact with me. Make this your experience with me as your coach, all right? So let's get into the first point. Number one, get training from a trustworthy source. Many Montessori schools require that guides, remember, I use guides as an equivalent term for teachers, Montessori teachers, that guides engage in Montessori teacher training at least once a year to keep up or to catch up or to keep things fresh in their minds. But it can be very different from administration to administration. Sometimes they require a specific number of hours, or they require a specific number of events, etc. Now, some of them are paid, some of them are not. So you need to find your own way of learning or keeping up with Montessori. And I'm not just talking to Montessori guides that work at schools. I'm also talking to Montessori guides that homeschool their children, that do it at home. Where do you find such trainings? Where do you find alternative trainings? Because, you know, if you already have a Montessori certificate, you're looking for something other than that to just keep it all fresh and keep, finding new ideas or fresh ideas to get you out of a rut. If you have lost that spark, then this brings you back to falling in love with Montessori all over again. But you have to be careful. All right. If you want to rekindle the spark and find the joy in Montessori again, or you want to stay up to date with things that are going on, even if you are not working at a Montessori school, you are at home, you still want to be learning the latest or to be learning more every time. You can't ever get to a point where you say, yeah, I've learned everything that there is to learn about Montessori, right? There's always something new to learn. Because of this, most of you are not seeing formal certification for several reasons, okay? I know some of you are not looking into formal certification, and one of them is pricing, and I don't blame you. It is very expensive. In-person and online Montessori training for certification will cost a lot. The cheapest one I've seen is about $5,700, and it is college worthy. It's very, very good quality, but it requires a lot of money. In this training, I want to focus on those trainings that are not for formal certification, but in all honesty, can be just as inspirational, just as motivational, just as educational, and even maybe more practical. All right. I highly recommend that you find sources for training that you can trust. By this, you need to pay attention to several things. Let me give you a list. The amount of Montessori training that the person has taken themselves. The number of years that the person has in Montessori classroom and other experiences. How well they understand what the main issues others are having. What their teaching style is, because it must be understandable and relatable, and that their expectations are realistic, natural, and positive. These are some very important qualities, just five that I could think of off the top of my head real quick, because you want to be able to learn in the most successful way possible. So these qualities are very important in a person that you're going to get training from. It is more personable to see the person actually teaching online as opposed to an online course that seems kind of distant and like you're on your own, right? You log in and you go through the course and then you're just on your own going through the lessons is very different than seeing an actual person talking to you and doing some of that training. So let me give you an example. Myself, all right, to apply myself to the above points, you'll be happy to know that I have a formal Montessori certification, plus countless of less formal courses, programs, book clubs, and more. I administer groups on social media. I've done so many other things, not just run book clubs, but actually be part of book clubs with Montessori books. I have 16 years of Montessori experience in teaching ages 0 to 3 and 3 to 6 in homeschooling and coaching one-on-one and coaching in group settings. This point is paramount to boil it all down to the limiting beliefs, okay? So when it comes to understanding what people are struggling with and not just talking about, say, this is my strong point, so this is what I'm going to be training on or talking about. You're actually looking at your audience, finding those obstacles, those limiting beliefs, those quicksand topics that are pausing them or slowing them down or making them stop altogether, that keeps them from moving forward in their Montessori journey. So you need to listen and find the way to help them the best. In time, I opted to use a number of teaching avenues. So I have the blog in written form, of course, online. Yes, I have trainings and my blog is online, of course. I go live like I am right now. I record as well. So I record all of these live trainings so people can access them in the future in audio form and in video form. So if you go to Apple Podcasts or to any podcast, Google Podcasts or anywhere, and you look at this is the right show. There we go. The Montessori Life Show. That is where you will look and you will find the podcast. So all of these episodes you can actually find on a podcast. And if you go to the blog, to the live trainings, you will find the video form just like you are watching right now. So you won't miss a thing. And it's actually better because you can pause and take notes and complete any ideas, assignments, or anything that you need to do and then come back to it and continue watching and all of that good stuff. So you find all of that on the blog. This way it targets most learning styles. So I want to make sure that there are no excuses, no reasons for you to not move forward. I love Montessori so much. I am passionate about it and I want to spread it far and wide as much as I can. And I don't want anyone to have any reason to not reach their goals in Montessori. When coming into a training situation, it is important to read the room and reach each person where they are at. That's why I am always encouraging people to communicate with me, to interact with me, to comment, to say hi, to ask questions, anything, because that helps me. When you come into the Facebook groups, I ask you questions, what is your biggest struggle, and things like that, because I don't want to just spend my time sitting in front of a camera and talk things that are not going to get you to move forward, things that are not going to be helpful to you. So it is very, very important that we maximize our time. All right, number two, be ready to learn by being open-minded, inquisitive, and interactive. See, perfect segue to what I just said, to interact, all right? Early childhood is one of the most special developmental times in young children's lives. They develop and grow at a fast rate. And you guys know this. It is paramount that we focus on what their sensitive periods are in the Montessori method so we can maximize their learning. Because of this, and many other reasons, I have a deep desire to offer Montessori help for teachers. But the desire to teach and guide can only go so far in regards to the Montessori environment, Montessori materials, lesson plans, and more, right? The Montessori guides, that's you, must want to learn as well. For this, you must have some important qualities. So in the first point, I talked about the qualities of a reliable training source, and now I'm focusing on you. These are some qualities that you must have, okay? You are to be open-minded, inquisitive, and interactive. This is because you will come across some things that will go directly against a grain of traditional learning. If we don't approach this philosophy with an open mind to at least think things through, to ask questions, to become a participant in it, we won't get as much out of it. So remember, be open-minded to learn new things. When I do all of these trainings, the Montessori Way Foundation's workshop, which is a free 5-day training, I do it about three times a year. I do showinars and I do the live trainings. You need to be open-minded because our minds have been ingrained with traditional learning. By traditional learning, I mean where the teacher is standing at the front of the room. All of the desks, all of the children are on desks, and all of the desks are facing the teacher. And she is the center of attention. She is the only source of knowledge. She is the only one that can offer any type of education in the room, other than the books, obviously. So this is a teacher-centered model. That's what I mean by traditional learning. In Montessori, it is child-centered learning. That means that the teacher is not the center of attention. The child is. And by that, we mean that we analyze the child's sensitive periods. We talked about that last week and have a great resource about that. If you go to shop.masterthemontessorilife.com, that's shop.masterthemontessorilife.com, and search in the search window, just search sensitive periods. And you're going to find the resources that we have for that. Lesson plans and the charts and the different and step-by-step points that you need to follow for sensitive periods, but you're following the child, and that is how you determine how the learning environment will be set up. Okay. So it is very important that you are inquisitive, always asking questions, and always interacting. If you have the opportunity to ask questions here, take advantage. I'm your coach for this time, so ask questions. All right. So we're going to take a break for a minute, just really quickly, I have an announcement for you.
Oh no, did you miss out on the Montessori Way Foundation's workshop? Not to worry, here's a shorter version of it, the Montessori Way Foundation's showinar. Discover how to start Montessori the right way with this free 90-minute training. Gain instant access to the Montessori Way Foundation's showinar. In this training, you will learn more about the four pillars of the Montessori Philosophy Foundations with the free training and workbook. Let me show you how to start Montessori the right way. Go to masterthemontessorilife.com/pillar-showinar. You will be so glad you did. Go to masterthemontessorilife.com/pillar-showinar today.
It is totally worth it. So as I was telling you, I have the 5-day workshop. I have the pillar showinar. So if you missed the workshop, the 5-day workshop, it's completely free. If you missed that, you can access the pillar showinar, which is what I'm going to be talking to you about right now. It is a shortened version of the workshop. So it's not the same content as the workshop, but it is a shortened version. Then I have 2 showinars as well. And I plan to add more showinars in time as time goes by, like maybe a few a year. What is different about the workshop, the showinars, and the live trainings? Well, I will tell you right now. The live trainings are shorter trainings. that are going to just be live and will move you forward in different topics. So every week you get a little different training. The showinars are longer. They, instead of being 20 to 30 minutes long like the live trainings, these are 90 minutes long, an hour and a half. So you get more information and it goes deeper. Plus you get a printable workbook. So that printable workbook will make all the difference in you taking notes, making sure that you have the right information, and that you have just notes to keep for future reference. So you go deeper when it comes to the showinars. And that, I have three. I have the pillar showinar, which is a shortened version of the workshop, and then the one for the Montessori environment and the one for success in Montessori. So when you're starting Montessori or you are wanting to revamp your Montessori philosophy or refresh it, or, you know, anything like that. Success in Montessori, basically. So I give you three keys. That one is 90 minutes long. Those are 90 minutes long. And then the 5-day workshop is the longest one, where you will join me 5 days a week for 1 hour each day. And the, obviously the workbook is longer and all of that good stuff. That one disappears. The workshop disappears, and I only do it 2 or 3 times a year. The showinars are there to stay. They're 90 minutes long. They get the workshop, the workbook printed out, and all of that good stuff. So there's a big difference. All right, be aware that there is a cost. And stay with me, because it's not what you think necessarily, all right? Be aware that there is a cost to Montessori training. Let's be completely honest about this point for a bit, okay? If you are seeking good quality, solid, and trustworthy Montessori teacher training, whether it's programs, courses, showinars, anything, they will cost you. They will cost you something. Something. So be prepared for that. It might cost you time. Obviously, you have to take time. You have to make time to go through these trainings. So it will cost you time. And you need to plan for that. It will cost you effort. You have to put in an effort. You have to decide what is going to happen when it comes to your Montessori training, and if it's going to be worth it for you. You have to put in the effort. And that is 100% sure, for sure, okay? Then it's going to cost you space. Yes, you will need some space. You might need to set up a learning area with your computer. You might need to put some binders together or some notebooks together. You will need to put your little area and set it up, make it ready for your training, your learning. So that will cost you some space. It doesn't need to cost you a ton of space, obviously, but it will take some space. And it will cost you some money. I'm not saying that everything will cost you money, but you do need to be aware that there's only so much that you can find that are free, that are worth having. Now, remember, things worth having will cost you something. It can be, like I said, time, space, effort, money. Research shows that we don't appreciate free things as much as we do paid things, because we feel like we have put some effort into it. We've invested into it, right? So it is worth it for us. In my experience, I agree. I offer many free Montessori trainings, from workshops to weekly live trainings, showinars, and more. And as much as I love how eager my learners are, you should see the attitude and excitement that there is in those that invest in their Montessori journey and go into, for example, my Montessori Way Foundations framework, which is a paid framework, 6 months of Montessori learning with me as their coach. This investment comes in the way of purchasing a resource in the shop, or hiring a Montessori coach, or enrolling in the Montessori Way Foundations framework. The framework and the coaching are the most helpful, as you have me as your coach, mentor, and guide. I am wanting to highlight and mention this third point because I am making sure that you have realistic expectations when it comes to your Montessori journey. You can find a lot of great information for free out there. And in fact, I want to invite you to my free weekly trainings and our vault of past trainings on many Montessori topics. So I'm going to share with you the link again. Let me find it. This one, you go to masterthemontessorilife.com/live-, trainings. Okay, and there you will find all of the trainings that we've done so far. And I add more and more as time goes by. It can discourage you so much that it will make you stop or give up altogether if you are going to be wasting your time looking and looking and looking around, not finding the right resources or trustworthy resources. Also, remember how much more we value things that cost us, that we put an effort into, that we invest into. So why go through 10 free things that might be a hit or miss or what you need on what you need, sorry, when you could enroll in a framework that targets exactly everything that you have questions on and limiting beliefs about? Or why not invest on a series of Montessori resources that you know are made by someone that you trust, someone with experience that will get you closer to your Montessori goals. So this is just some food for thought, okay? Now, I want to be completely honest with you. The Montessori Way Foundations framework, the six-month program that I have clients going through, are amazing. It is amazing. My clients are incredible. The amount that they're growing is leaps and bounds, leaps and bounds. The only thing is that I really want to focus on them. So I'm not able to have open enrollment at all times. So if you are interested in joining the wait list for when it opens again, you go to masterthemontessorilife.com/TMWFF. Okay. So that is the best way to get on the wait list, and you will be the first to know as soon as enrollment opens again. I'm still debating. I always check the wait list, the number of people on the wait list, to determine whether I will open one more time this year or if I will wait until next year. So if you really are interested, make sure and join, and that will make all the difference. Okay. I know that you guys are just absolutely amazing and you are interested in growing. Make sure that you join and find that pillar showinar. Go to masterthemontessorilife.com/pillar-showinar. It's the shorter version of the workshop. Right. Well, thank you so much for being here with me today. I am so glad that this worked out, and I can't wait to see you guys again. There will be no training next week because we are going to be visiting with some family, but I will see you in 2 weeks. So mark your calendars every Thursday at 9:30 Eastern. Okay, so no training next week, but we will be meeting in 2 weeks. All right, see you soon. Bye.
I appreciate you sharing time with me today. You have tons of choices about what you're listening to, and I love that you chose Master the Montessori Life Show. Thank you. Well, that's it for today. Until next time, this is Tanya Wright with MasterTheMontessoriLife.com. I hope that you will take the time to digest the training to create solutions that will bring about smooth, successful Montessori days for you. Let's get you closer to that transformation today.